The Smell of Apples by Philippe Delamme. The moment you go down into the cellar, it hits you. So many apples, neatly stacked on upturned crates. So many memories. Not that this sudden rush of nostalgia was part of the plan, but what can you do? The smell is overwhelming. How could you have strayed so far from the bittersweet taste of childhood? The wizened ones are the tastiest, a rich flavor locked within the wrinkles of that cheating skin. Not that you dream of eating them. That would mean transforming the suggestion of a smell into the reality of a taste. For beyond the wonderful potency of that scent lurks something more profound, something from within. The whiff of a better self. Autumn term. A page of scratchy downstrokes and upstrokes in blue ink. Rain beating on the roof, and a long evening ahead of you. The smell of apples is more than a taste of the past. Its pungent intensity may transport you back in time to a saltpetered cellar, a dark attic. But its secret lies in making you live the past within the present. Behind you, overgrown grass in a dump orchard. Ahead, a warm breeze hovers in the shade. The smell fuses every shade of brown and red with just a hint of acid green. It captures the essence of the skin's softness, its subtle coarseness. Even though your mouth's parched, you hold back. Nothing could make you violate that white flesh. Wait for October, for the plowed earth, the dankness of the cellar and the rain. The smell of apples is painful. It evokes a life of fortitude and patience, which we're no longer capable of recognizing.